Good morning. Today we have a specific question, but the answer is going to supply us with some critical concepts that can apply in many questions as it relates to Kibud Av V'Em. And the specific question that we're going to address today is, if a father desires that his son does not marry a specific girl, a certain girl, don't marry her, does the son have to adhere to the wishes of the father or not? Is that under the requirements of Kibud Av V'Em? And the father effectively has a veto right to say you can't marry that girl? Or does the father not have a veto right? And even if he has that desire, the son would not need to adhere to that request. So this is brought down by the Ramah in Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em, where in Yoredei Siman Reish Mem Si'if Chaf Hei, says the Ramah as follows, based on the Maharik, Im Ha'av Moche B'Ben Lisa Eze Isha Shiachbots Ba Ha'Ben. If the father is saying, no, you cannot marry a certain girl, and that's the girl, the woman, that the son wants to marry, Ein tzarech lishmoa el ha'av. The son does not have to listen to his father, and he's permitted to marry the woman of his desire. That is the psak of the Ramah based on the Maharik. Now, in order to really understand what's going on here, we have to look at the actual tshuva of the Maharik. So in fact, the question that the Maharik was asked is that, does the father has the koach, does he have the authority to say no, put his foot down, you cannot marry that girl? That's the question that was posed to Maharik. And he responds as follows, Nirish im hi isha ha-hogenes lo, she'en koach biada av limchos biada ben. If she is an appropriate, proper woman to be marrying this son, then the father cannot say he does not want the son to marry this woman. Doesn't have it. She has to fit certain criteria. Doesn't mention that. Hogen is slow. She's fitting. And she's proper. She's from. She's Jewish. Whatever the big topic areas would be that are required, she has to fit those requirements. It's not the father that's setting those requirements. That's not the case here. If she's an appropriate spouse for the son, the father has no say in the matter. Now, he brings three different rationales for this, why the son does not have to listen to the request of the father, and they are really important for us. The first one goes as follows. There's actually a machlokes, a discussion in the Gemara, who has to pay for Kibud Av V'Em. If there are costs and expenses related to Kibud Av V'Em, who is it on? So he says, Chada tafilu linyan mamon, udele rabbana the Rabbi Yirmiya command amar mishal av. Even when it comes to money, and there's a discussion whose responsibility is it, in this, Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yirmiya that we paskin like the shita that it comes from the father. What he's saying here is that when it comes to financial issues, if you have a discussion, who's going to pay? The father has needs. We're not talking about the son's needs. The father has needs. For example, who's going to go out and pay for the food? Not who's going to do the work. The son has to do the work if the father can. The son has to, or the father desires. The son goes to the supermarket, etc. But whose credit card is used? Father's or son's? So it's going to be the father's credit card that is going to be used. That's how we poskin as well. And based on that, we see here that when there is a financial responsibility on the father and the son, and the father can afford it, then the son would not have to come out of pocket. It's not going to be on him. It's going to be on the father. So he says, Kol shekein hacha. Certainly, Kal v'chomer applies the same when it comes to who is going to bear the burden or whose decision is going to be. Kol shekein hacha shudavar hashayach betzara de gufa. When it comes to money, that's certainly simply a financial matter. Whose bank account is going to have to bear the burden? It's going to be the father's. But certainly here, when we're not talking simply about an external financial burden, but something that causes tzara de gufa, that is relating not only to something external to the person, like money, but that is the person. This causes pain and suffering to the individual to not marry a girl that you desire to marry, and you need to marry somebody else because somebody else, the other person, is the father is saying you can't marry woman A, and you have to settle for with you what you view as a settlement as woman B, because that wasn't your first choice, that somebody else. Certainly when it comes to atzara de gufa, that would cause real pain and suffering for the son, you don't have to adhere. So we have a kal v'chomer for money. If it's something that is money that's not tzara de gufa, that's not causing pain to you specifically, individually, it's something external, and we still say the father has to bear the burden, certainly when it comes to sorrow and pain, the son is not going to have to bear that burden. We're going to say the father would have to bear that burden of not having his decision chosen by the son. The son is going to make his own decision. So that is concept number one. And this general concept, we're applying it to the context of who decides who's marrying whom. Does the son have to marry woman A as he desires or woman B as the father desires? So that's a specific question, but this concept of tzara de gufa, that the son doesn't have to have sorrow of his goof, that we are going to look at Emir Tzashem next time to see other areas that it applies. Now, the Maharik continues, another rationale why the son can marry who he desires and doesn't have to adhere to the requests or demands of the father. So he says, v'od dekara be'enai liyot k'mitzvah la'var divrei Torah. He thinks that it's actually a mitzvah to not, or karav be'enai, it seems close to being a mitzvah to not adhere to the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. In other words, you may be required to not hear, or at least it's a mitzvah to not listen to kibud av v'em in this instance. Why? Because Chazal say as follows, asher la'adam she'ikadesh at ha'ish ad she'irena. Chazal tell us you're not allowed to be mekadesh, get married to somebody, until you see her. So what's the concept there? The more general concept is that we are makbi that you take a woman you desire, not that somebody else desires, not that a parent or parents, or somebody else chose the woman, you never saw her, you didn't desire. You have to not only have seen her, but you have to desire. That's my first choice as well. And in a number of places, Chazal wanted to be mechavev ha'ish al bala, to make a woman, a wife, fond upon her husband. So that is a critical thing in the view of Chazal as well. So it would be accordingly, because of the requirements of Chazal, that we want a husband to love the wife, to marry a wife he desires, and to have a good relationship with her. It in fact may be that it's even a mitzvah to not adhere to the request of the father in that situation. This is number two. And number three goes as follows. He says, "B'milta de l'shayach begavei." This is something that is not relevant to the father. It's not the father's issue. Actually, what he says as follows. He says, we'll go through a little bit more of the language of the Mari, because it's very interesting. "V'ad'an kan lo miflagi imi shel av imi shel ben." Ella bedava de shaya ha'av begava parnasas ha'av shitzorach kuf ha'av v'kiyuma. When it comes to the machlokes, who has to pay for items for the father? Is it the son or the father? The whole discussion there is items that the father needs. He personally needs. He needs food. He needs this and that for himself, for his existence, for his continuity. However, that something, if it's something that you're talking about, the l'shayach begave, it's not something that's relevant to him personally. It's not something that he really needs himself. Like now, this is something, who's the choice of the girl that the son is going to marry. That is not something that is shayach begaveh. That is not about him. It's not for him. It's a separate issue. It's not his issue. The ein koach la'av limchos lo mishum kava v'lo mishum mora. He cannot say, you have to show me kavod, kibud avayim, mora avayim. This is something that is separate and not related to the father. Maybe he cares. Maybe he's sensitive. Maybe it's going to hurt him if you take this girl. But that's not his issue. He shouldn't be imposing his wishes on the son. That's something that is not directly related to him. So, for example, the Marek says, so what is kava that is required? Giving the father food. That is for him to eat. Mashkeo, giving him to drink. Helping him dress, helping him put his shoes on. That is about the father. That is shayach begave, that relates to him and relates to his body. That relates to him physically. What is mora that is required to show mora to father and mother? Don't sit in his place, don't disagree with him, etc. This is all stuff that relates directly, not indirectly to the father, not indirectly via the emotions of the father and his desires vis-a-vis the son. But these are things that relate directly to the parent. That is something that is shayach begave. It relates to him, relates to his body. It is a personal issue for him, but something that is not shayach ha'abegave. If it's something that is indirect, not related to the individual, to the person of the father, ein koach ha'av limchos b'abino, the father cannot say. Either he may say it, but the son doesn't have to listen to the father when his father has desires in these areas about something that doesn't relate. So the very important bottom line here in the Maharik, he brings three different rationales why the son would not be required to adhere to the request of the Father. Now, the first and the third are more general concepts. The second one was specifically about marriage, that the son has to make sure he marries his first choice and that he likes her and he's fond of her, etc. But the first and the third rationales are more global rationales. The first one was Sara de Gufa. The son doesn't have to incur sorrow, pain and suffering because of the father's desire that he marry somebody else. So we're going to have to see how that applies in other contexts. And also the third rationale, something that relates to the gave, that relates to the person of the father, that's when there's a chiyuv of kibud avim, emora avim. That's something that is not relevant to the person of the father, then we don't have a requirement. There is no requirement of kibud avim. We're going to have to see what those two rationales mean and their applicability in other contexts as well. Amir Chasson, we will get to that. Have a wonderful day.